This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
Good morning, Judy.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
I'm on cloud nine today. Yeah, much better. Thank you for having me on.
Well, can I just say, before we get to your wonderful cloud nine, how you touched the RCR community so deeply.
Oh, thank you. All their support and comments have given me the extra strength I've needed in the last week. And, yeah, I just wish I'd reached out sooner, yeah.
How wonderful. And we love Brad and we support him 100%. But there was nothing like the care and the love that you demonstrated for your son on air.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Now, tell us what's happened.
Brad's finally in a hospital getting refeeding safely. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just burst into tears yesterday, just relief. And, I saw Brad afterwards, I was crying. And he goes, what are you crying for? And I says, because they just told me you're getting refed. And he, oh, they've ruined my surprise. And he says, so why are you crying? And I said, they were happy tears. I won't say the name I called him.
Get well so I can kill you.
So they were very happy tears. I was just like 6 weeks of just built up frustration. It's been awful. But yeah, he's finally getting refed. So he can't wait to eat. I don't think his first meal is going to be steak, eggs and chips. But
no.
No. So
tell me how it came about.
He rung on not yesterday, day before, and said that there was an ambulance there and they wanted to take him to hospital. That was in the morning, wanted to take him to hospital, and he asked why, and one of his blood tests wasn't good. There was a few that weren't good. And he said, well, can I ring my mother? She's my power of attorney. And they said, no. And so you just want me to go to hospital and you're not letting me ring my mum. And so they locked him back in his cell. The ambulance officer said, you're just wasting my time. And he said, hey, I didn't call you. I think it's the corrections that have been wasting your time. I want to know what's going on. They wouldn't let him call me, so he went back to his cell. And then when he finally called me, I says, Brad, you idiot, just go to hospital. And I said, but why are they wasting ambulances' time? It's like, I didn't understand that. It wasn't an emergency. And I said, just get them to take you in a prison van. And so as it turned out, they called another ambulance later on in the day and took him to a hospital. And then he saw doctors and finally a dietitian yesterday. So, and they've recommended refeeding safely in a hospital. Yep.
So this has been like a 180-degree U-turn.
Yes. I think it's because of what the research I've done with this blood level that they were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It also put him at risk of refeeding syndrome. So, and then because I'd finally got all the medical notes from the prison and the hospital, and, you know, found out that the prison doesn't even have 24-hour medical care. The nurses go home at 4. So they're telling me they had an adequate medical team to provide a safe refeeding program.
And you're able to get this information quickly because you're...
I was because of Sue Gray, and I can't thank her enough for helping
me. No, indeed.
What
an amazing woman.
Yeah. Well, Brad had been asked for his had been asking for his medical notes to be sent to me since he's been there, and they just weren't doing it, and it took Sue to do it, so I'm very grateful to her.
Oh, wow. Because I thought once you'd had power of attorney, that must be how it's going, but it actually took a lawyer to come along.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So now, I just need to point out that Brad has said there has been some nice staff at Spring Hill.
Yes.
But there is just some that shouldn't be there. And it's the fighting the bureaucracy, right from the beginning, it was, I researched their policies, and because I was asking, could I bring food and fluid in for Brad? He would accept it from trusted sources from family. His protest was against people who were saying they had authority over him.
Mm-hmm.
And so right from the beginning, I was asking to bring in food and fluid. No. And then that first time he ended up in hospital, the doctor had to write on his discharge summary for family to bring him fluid. Then his second, and of course, going through these medical notes, it was a potassium overdose from the medical care at the prison that sent him to hospital. Because the discharge, it was a medication error, but wasn't documented. So there were so many things that were just so wrong in his care that we did not trust them to do a safe refeeding program. And I sent them links to refeeding syndrome, how serious it was, because we've got to understand there's not many people that do hunger strikes in New Zealand. And the ones that do the refeeding program are usually the anorexics, and they're usually placed under the Mental Health Act and taken to hospital for refeeding, and it's done very, very carefully because of this refeeding syndrome that you can get. Not everyone gets it, but there is a risk of it, and I certainly wasn't going to take that risk when the health team at the prison were already showing me they weren't adequate to deal with a potential situation. Yeah.
So he's in the hospital now. They're going to do the refeeding program. What does that look like? How does that work?
Well, from what what was in the notes from the prison, because the prison had asked for dietitian advice. This was about 4 weeks ago, and the dietitian, you've got to understand, the dietitians are specialists in this. Their advice was to do refeeding safely in hospital, because it may have to start with nasogastric tube down into his stomach. Yeah, you have to have calorie intake measures and all that. You have to have, access to IV infusion of electrolytes. So this is all the research I'd done and sent to the prison. They ignored that advice, and then a couple of weeks later asked for advice from community dietitians, who sent back, "You've already been advised from the hospital team, and so we don't do that in the community." So it was very interesting reading all these notes and then they're telling me, and then I get, "You can bring food in for Brad, bring in Up and Go and baby food." And I'm going, "Well, Up and Go's not that healthy." And I'm just like, "Okay, how do you do a calorie intake with that?" And I'm going, "I asked to bring in food and fluids. The first week we could have avoided all this." Yeah. So that's how it happened. But I'm just happy he's where he is and he's getting refed safely in a safe environment that's with specialists.
And how long will refeeding take, do we know?
I don't know, because the refeeding syndrome happens when you start eating. Because that's always been my thing. It's not something you get while you're still not eating. It's something that your body can get because of all the electrolyte imbalances that can happen when you start eating.
And Brad's in good spirits.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's happy to being refed.
Yeah. He's been asking for it for over 6 weeks.
Yes. And he will be in hospital until he's strong enough.
Safe to go back, yeah.
To go back.
Until all his blood work, yeah. And that's what they've got to keep testing, his blood work, yeah.
And once he's strong enough, he'll go back into prison. And then what happens with his food?
I'm not sure about that at this stage, so...
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll be more willing to let you bring food to him.
I don't know. I was just my focus was to get him safely refed. That was all I've been focusing on for 6 weeks.
Are you able to visit him freely at the hospital?
I've got to get special permission because I was able to visit him every week in hospital. The whole family was, but this has got to be. A special visit, and I did get a special visit yesterday, so which I was very grateful for.
And who's granting that special? Is that from the hospital or from the prison?
No, the prison.
Do they have someone standing over him in the hospital, or is he just an ordinary patient?
No, they don't stand over. There's always two prison officers when a prisoner's in hospital, and I've always known that because I've worked there before.
Okay.
They were lovely, lovely guys. Yeah. So, yeah.
So.
And it's got to be safe for everyone. So I'm not saying which hospital. It's just a hospital.
Yeah.
That Brad is getting safely refed in. Please, just don't ring around.
No one will do that. Everyone's
happy. It's got to be safe.
Everyone's happy for you. Everyone's happy for Brad. So the two prison officers, they just hang around the hospital. I mean, he's not going to run away, surely.
No, they're in his room.
Okay.
Yeah, Brad's handcuffed to one of them. Yeah.
Okay. Cool, what a job that would be.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if, you've got to listen to Brad all day. They can't walk out.
And... oh, goodness me, you'd need a half-hour break. So, I'll, your turn, John. I'll tie you to him. Yeah. And let me tell you another thing.
And let me just say, Brad has never been violent since he's been there. He's never been aggressive. He said sometimes his tone is loud, and everyone who knows Brad knows that anyway. So I'm just going to keep going back. I'm just happy he's where he is, getting safely refed.
That is such great news. Judy, thank you for calling in. Give out the love of the whole RCR team
and all the listeners. And Brad, thanks everybody as well. Yeah.
And let's do a big shout out to Sue Gray.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Who I imagine has been, how's that word, indefatigable in terms of pushing his case.
Yes. She's worked for me because Brad is defending himself.
Yes.
But her and Brad go way back. I'm just so grateful for the support of everybody that's been involved since I first reached out because I was at the end of my tether. I didn't know who else to reach out to.
Great news story for Brad Flutie and his mum, Judy Martin-Hendry. Wonderful. Please don't be a stranger. Please keep in touch and please keep reporting Brad's progress.
I will. Thank you so much to all the listeners and all the support I've had. Thank you.
The RCR Shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.